Welcome to day 79 of our 180-day study of the Westminster Standards. We're in chapter 22 of the Westminster Confession of Faith of Lawful Oaths and Vows, and I think logically this would be placed under the third commandment. However, the very first line, the first phrase of first section of chapter 22 says, a lawful oath is a part of religious worship, so we could also place this under the second commandment. But let's go ahead and look at section 1 of chapter 22 of the Westminster Confession of Faith. A lawful oath is a part of religious worship, wherein, upon just occasion, the person swearing solemnly calls God to witness what he asserts or promises, and to judge him according to the truth or falsehood of what he swears. The first phrase, that a lawful oath is a part of religious worship, the proof text is Deuteronomy 10:20, thou shalt fear the Lord thy God, him shalt thou serve, and to him shalt thou cleave, and swear by his name. The second section, that whereupon just occasion a person swearing solemnly calls God to witness what he asserts or promises, and to judge him according to the truth or falsehood of what he swears, is seen in Exodus 20, verse 7, the third commandment, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Leviticus 19:12, and ye shall not swear by my name falsely, neither shalt thou profane the name of thy God, I am the Lord. In 2 Corinthians 1:23, Paul, the apostle, swears by his name, moreover, I call God for a record upon my soul, that to spare you, I came not as yet unto Corinth. Also 2 Chronicles 6:22, if a man sin against his neighbor, and an oath be laid upon him to make him swear, and the oath come before thine altar in this house, then hear thou from heaven, and do, and judge thy servants by requiting the wicked, and by recompensing his way upon his own head, and by justifying the righteous, by giving him according to his righteousness. Section 2 of chapter 22 of Lawful Oaths and Vows. The name of God only is that by which men ought to swear, and therein it is to be used with all holy fear and reverence. Therefore, to swear vainly or rashly by that glorious and dreadful name, or to swear at all by any other thing, is sinful and to be abhorred. Yet, as in matters of weight and moment, an oath is warranted by the word of God under the New Testament as well as under the Old, so a lawful oath, being imposed by lawful authority, in such matters ought to be taken. Okay, the first section, that the name of God only is that by which men ought to swear, and therein it is to be used with all holy fear and reverence, is Deuteronomy 6:13, thou shalt fear the Lord thy God and serve him, and shalt swear by his name. The second phrase, that to swear vainly or rashly by that glorious and dreadful name, or to swear at all by any other thing, is sinful and to be abhorred. Exodus 27, the third commandment, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Jeremiah 5:7, how shall I pardon thee for this? Thy children have forsaken me, and sworn by them that are no gods. When I had fed them to the full, then they committed adultery, and assembled themselves by troops in the harlots' houses. Matthew 5:34, but I say unto you, swear not at all, neither by heaven, for it is God's throne. But let your communication be yea, yea, nay, nay, for whatsoever is more than these cometh of evil. James 5:12, but above all things, my brethren, swear not, neither by heaven, neither by the earth, neither by any other oath, but let your yea be yea, and your nay, nay, lest ye fall into condemnation. Third, that in matters of weight and moment, an oath is warranted by the word of God under the New Testament as well as under the Old. Hebrews 6:16, for men verily swear by the greater, and an oath for confirmation is to them an end of all strife. 2 Corinthians 1:13, we read this, Paul, taking an oath, moreover, I call God for a record upon my soul, that to spare you I came not as yet unto Corinth. And Isaiah 65:16, that he who blesseth himself in the earth shall bless himself in the God of truth, and he that sweareth in the earth shall swear by the God of truth, because the former troubles are forgotten, and because they are hid from mine eyes. Finally, a lawful oath being imposed by lawful authority in such matters of weight and moment, ought to be taken. 1 Kings 8:31, if any man trespass against his neighbor, and an oath be laid upon him to cause him to swear, and the oath come before thine altar in this house. Nehemiah 13:25, and I contended with them, and cursed them, and smote certain, and the men plucked off their hair, and made them swear by God, saying, you shall not give your daughters unto their sons, nor take their daughters unto your sons, or for yourselves. Ezra 10:5, then arose Ezra, and made the chief priests, the Levites, and all Israel to swear, that they should do according to this word, and they swear. Section 3 of chapter 22 of Lawful Oaths and Vows. Whosoever takes an oath ought duly to consider the weightiness of so solemn an act, and therein to avouch nothing but what he is fully persuaded is the truth. Neither may any man bind himself by oath to anything but what is good and just, and what he believes so to be, and what he is able and resolved to perform. Yet it is a sin to refuse an oath touching anything that is good and just, being imposed by lawful authority. Okay, the first section, whosoever takes an oath ought duly to consider the weightiness of so solemn an act, and therein to avouch nothing but what he is fully persuaded is the truth. Again, Exodus 27, the third commandment, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. And Jeremiah 4:2, and thou shalt swear, the Lord liveth in truth, in judgment, and in righteousness, and the nations shall bless themselves in him, and in him shall they glory. Second, neither may any man bind himself by oath to anything but what is good and just, and what he believes so to be, and what he is able and resolved to perform. Genesis 24:2, Abraham gets a wife for his son, said unto his eldest servant of his house that ruled over all that he had, put, I pray thee, thy hand under my thigh. And I will make thee swear by the Lord, the God of heaven and the God of the earth, that thou shalt not take a wife unto my son of the daughters of the Canaanites among whom I dwell. And the servant said unto him, peradventure the woman will not be willing to follow me into this land. Must I needs bring thy son again unto the land from whence thou camest? And Abraham said unto him, beware that thou bring not my son there, my son thither again. And if the woman will not be willing to follow thee, then thou shalt be clear from this my oath. Only bring not my son thither again. And the servant put his hand under the thigh of Abraham his master, and swear to him concerning that matter. Finally, it is a sin to refuse an oath touching anything that is good and just, being imposed by lawful authority. Numbers 5:19, and the priest shall charge her by an oath, and say unto the woman, if no man hath lain with thee, and if thou hast not gone aside to uncleanness with another instead of thy husband, be thou free from this bitter water that causeth the curse. Then the priest shall charge the woman with an oath of cursing, and the priest shall say to the woman, the Lord make thee a curse and an oath among thy people, when the Lord doth make thy thigh to rot and thy belly to swell. Nehemiah 5:12, then said they, we will restore them, and will require nothing of them. So will we do as thou sayest. Then I called the priests, and took an oath of them, that they should do according to this promise. Exodus 22:7, if a man shall deliver unto his neighbor money or stuff to keep, and it be stolen out of the man's house, if the thief be found, let him pay double. If the thief be not found, then the master of the house shall be brought unto the judges, to see whether he hath put his hand unto his neighbor's goods. For all manner of trespass, whether it be for ox, for ass, for sheep, for raiment, or for any manner of lost thing, which another challengeth to be his, the cause of both parties shall come before the judges, and whom the judges shall condemn, he shall pay double unto his neighbor. If a man deliver unto his neighbor an ass, or an ox, or a sheep, or any beast to keep, and it die, or be hurt, or driven away, no man seeing it, then shall an oath of the Lord be between them both, that he hath not put his hand unto his neighbor's goods, and the owner of it shall accept thereof, and he shall not make it good. Okay, I think we'll stop here, and we'll come back to sections 4, 5, 6, and 7 on tomorrow, which will be day 80.